Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maron Yimirazi Sheikh, the schus Moshe Meshtai, so Moshe Mordechai, the Nafshi, the Neil Kratka Shlita, Parshas Shlach, Perek, Tesvov, Posek Lamed Beis, Vibin Esau, by Midbar, Vimsu, Ish Makoshe Sheitzin, Beir Meshabbos. The Jewish people were in the Midbar and they found a man who was Makoshe Sheitzin on Shabbos. What does it mean that he was Makoshesh Eitzim? So that's translated as gathering sticks. It's a big machlokas. What exactly his Avera was? One opinion says it was Toilesh. One opinion. Detaching. One opinion says it was Ma'amer. Putting into piles, piling up. Two opinions in Chazal. And the question is, the Mefarshim already asked this kasha. It says, "Vayibnei Yisrael b'Midbar." The Jewish people were in the desert, so it's pashut that they were in the desert. It should have just said that they found the person who was Makoshi Sheitzim. But what's shat? They have to tell us they were in the desert. We know they were in the desert. So this is discussed by the Sifsei Chachamim and Ois Aleph from the Mizrahi, from the Gurari, the Archaim Hakadosh V'Oid. So Marina Barbeinu, Akon Agodah Rab David Zatzal, says as follows: L'chor, we have to understand that since the Torah was given, the Torah is telling us the way to live our lives. How can we're not told what type of Misa Machal Shabbos gets? Just that we know it's Chayv Misa. That's the Makoshesh. We see Rashi and Pasuk Lamed Aleph based on the Sifri and the Sigin Sener Chanan Chesamid Beis, that Moshe knew the Makoshesh was Ben Misa, but he didn't know which type of Misa. What's the Pshat? How could he not know what type of Horah is this? And he knows you're b'misa, you don't know what type of misa, mazeh. So we can understand this possibly based on Rashi and Parshas Ekev from the Sifri. She'af apishani begal eschem eretz, magal eschem eretz Yisrael, chutz la'aretz hevim mitzionim b'mitzvis. Even though I'm sending you to Golis from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz, you should still be mitzionim b'mitzvis. You should stand out, you should be outstanding in your mitzvis. Why? We don't want it to be too new. So when you're in chutzlar, it's like someone's practicing medicine. So in the same vein, a person's practicing mitzvahs. You practice the mitzvahs. And then when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you do it for real. Practicing medicine for 40 years, when do you do it for real? The answer is he is doing it for real. So in chutzlar, they are doing mitzvahs for real, but they're also practicing for when they get to Eretz Yisrael. It shouldn't be new. Vayim b'ramban, parashat achremos, parashat eschanan, that the ikar kol ha-mitzvahs le-yoshim be'eretz Hashem. The Mafil de Karamban. Vayikra 18:28, Veschanan 4:5, that the Ikra mitzvahs are given to those who are living sitting in the land of God. And if so, the Ikra Haras HaTorah Klape Kiyo Mitzvahs Beretz Yisrael is Klape Eretz Yisrael. We were given mitzvahs to keep where, Vanin? In Eretz Yisrael. Mishum kach, ein echrech lefaresh, b'midbar kodem shabao la'aretz et mitato hechu. You don't have to tell us what his Misa is, because all you have to know is Mechal Emos Yumas. But you don't go into detail. Why? Because we're not in the real place of keeping mitzvahs anyway. The real place of keeping mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk emphasizes they're in the Midbar. They didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. If they were in Eretz Yisrael, they would know what Misa to give him. But since they're in the Midbar and then they're just practicing, so then it's not so critical yet to know what type of Misa he gets. I put him in jail, put him aside to know, because it wasn't explained what to do with him. But al kopanim b'yisodo shel davar, they don't really have to know the details yet, because they're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. Only when they get to Eretz Yisrael, that's the ikar place of keeping mitzvahs. V'kanireh she'adavar meforash b'targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says, "For b'nei Yisrael shayim b'madbar." The Jewish people were in the midbar. Gzeirah shabbos shemodol hom baram kenaset to shabbos lo shemodol. They knew about Shabbos, they didn't know the punishment of Shabbos. Come Gabin Bes Yesiv Ram Mezel Vetlish Kissim Yom the Shabbos of Yachim Yasadi Yossi Sadi Vitin Moshe. Says a person from the house of Yosef said that I'm gonna be Toilesh. He says it's Toilesh on Shabbos, and people are gonna see me. Edom are gonna see me. They give me over to Moshe, and Moshe is gonna ask Hashem and judge me, and this way everybody's gonna know. Everyone's gonna know what the kenas is, what the punishment is. In other words, the Targum Yonason is learning, like it says in the Tesis in Baba Basra and Kufiya Tesla on the base that the Makoshis was Shem Shemai Miskavin. Elohim Shemayim is in order that people should see that they kill him and they're not to be Mechal Shabbos. But Akopanim, you see what this Yisod that we're saying, that they were in the, because they were in the Midbar, Gzeres Shabbos Shtemodalam, Baram Kanasa to Shabbos Lo Shtemodalam. But since they were in the Midbar, they didn't yet know the punishment of Shabbos. Why didn't they know the punishment of Shabbos? Because they were in the Midbar. Like it says in the Pasuk. But even Israel by Midbar, so the Targum Yadison says, they were in the Midbar, and in the Midbar they knew you were not allowed to keep Shabbos, you have to keep Shabbos. They don't know the punishment. And these kavanah is that people should learn that you have to keep Shabbos, and that this is a severe punishment for not doing so. So, and the reason is we're explaining because they were in the Midbar Dafka, that's our Tosefis, that it's because they, the mitzvahs are only for Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, they didn't, it was only for practice. So they didn't have to know it yet. It wasn't necessary to know it. So now we can even say more pashit. Vayisrael b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Like Tosefta says, "Kavod l'shem Shemayim." So maybe the Jewish people are going to think that they're not coming to Eretz Yisrael anyway because the ma'aseh meraglim. They're not obligated in mitzvahs, and he was mechal Shabbos in order that people should see. That's because the Iker Kiyum mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, and he won't say he wants people to know. No, and the midbar they're still chayv in mitzvahs. So the reason he did the malachah is because they were in the midbar. It's why he did the malacha, because they were in the midbar. Yibei Yisrael b'midbar. So that's his l'shem shemaim. His l'shem shemaim is to show them that they're mechuyev in mitzvahs, and that's why the pasuk emphasizes b'midbar. Toi, moi rabbi raboisei, ishod harbei la'arich b'ze. Shav na'amod, b'zorat Hashem. Mi mekevel achzor b'lishnot perek ze. Thank you so much for listening.